Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen up. Yeah. I can see you're new to this. You ain't got no job. You ain't got no experience. You're entry level. You ain't got no qualifications, baby. You're entry level. You're entry level. You're entry level, baby. You're entry level.
Ooh, yeah, welcome to this week's episode of Entry Level. I'm over at his house. Nick Turner.
My name's Nick Turner.
And you don't usually your name's Nick Turner, you have
nope, no rhymes.
No rhymes today?
My name's Nick Turner.
Okay, so
that's what I hear. That's what I'm here to say.
Okay, so I'm Mike Jones.
Remember that guy? Yeah, yeah. I'm Nick Turner.
My freshman roommate in college, his name was Mike Jones.
No.
Peak. I'm Mike Jones.
A lot of Mike Jones out there.
Yeah, peak Mike Jones, roommate.
That's fun. So what did he say it a lot?
Oh yeah.
Why wouldn't you? Are there any other rappers that just say their name a lot? I know there's Jason Derulo.
I have no idea, but there's a mystery, okay?
Jason Derulo, if you don't know, says his name in every song.
Good for him.
What the fuck? I'm trying to make fucking magic out of nothing you're giving me here.
Well, because there's been a mystery.
You say good for him? That's how you have conversations?
Nick, there's been a mystery, okay? Mystery has happened.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I've moved. I no longer live in Los Feliz.
What?
But I have all my mail. I have all my mail being forwarded to my new place.
Smart.
Except for, I guess, packages.
For sure. I got some packages over my old place after I left.
So,
did you order this?
No.
Okay, someone sent it to you.
This is a
mystery. Has your old address.
Yes. This is so I get.
Oh, because packages are not USPS.
Yes, I get. I get a text today, so I'm like, my you met him last episode if you listened.
Oh,
my old upstairs neighbor.
Oh no, wait, he did the intro?
Well, no, he walked into our house because our door was open while we were talking.
He walked in the house.
Walked into the house. Walked in.
Well, he knows
no
you're
knock,
leaving.
Walked in, and he's he's a. He's
no knock.
No knock.
Wow, he should be a police officer.
So I was like, okay, well, you know,
you got to get out of there.
I don't have to really deal with this a whole lot anymore. I get a call from him today, and I'm like, okay. I ignored it, and then I was like, well, maybe there's something.
If you're calling me, you better hate me. Because I hate you now.
So I text him back. I go, this is what happens. I text him back. Sorry, at work. Everything okay? He goes, there's a package here. We locked it in the stairwell. Decent sized box. Let me know when you can get here and I'll unlock the gate so you can have it. I don't want to have more conversations.
Why
I don't want to have more interaction.
You need to lock it up.
Okay,
that's a felony.
So hold on. Here I go. Oh, awesome. Thanks. You can just leave it on my front porch.
Leave it on the fucking porch, dude.
And I'll snag it at one.
Nothing has ever been stolen off your front porch.
He goes, this is his response. There is a shitload of package theft in Los Feliz. These assholes drive down the street and load up. Some even follow the Amazon trucks around. Why not just call me and I'll come down? I say, okay, sounds good. It's all fine.
I mean, you can't really fight him then.
No, he's being nice.
Like,
he's being a
good neighbor. I never want to see you again.
He's being a great neighbor. It was good to see him. Honestly, it was fun. We had a nice talk. But I'm like, okay, now, and thanks for bringing the package in, but like lock it up. Just like, just let me know what's outside. I'll go get it.
Yo, my upstairs neighbors that just moved in, they got maybe 400 packages.
Okay.
Just a package. I don't think they had anything. I think they were naked when they moved in here.
All right.
Insane. And just packages. And it's like, since we enter from the back, sometimes they won't even like see it for like a day or two. And literally, I'm talking like 25 packages at once. Just on the porch, just overflowing the porch. I would go out and I'd be like, what? I've never seen anything like
lock
this.
Lock them up.
And I was like, I should bring them in the house. No, that's a step too far.
Yes.
That's their fucking packages.
That's their package.
Nothing ever got stolen.
Right. Okay. So So I and go
again.
Over.
I'm sorry I talked.
No, I'm just.
I
saying,
saw it in your face.
This
you were
mystery
over it.
Is getting unraveled. So I go over. Okay. We talk. I yep. open up the packages in front of him. He's like, "What is it?
Yeah.
What's in there?
Yeah.
I don't know." And I assume it's a listener of entry level because I sometimes people are like, "Yo, can I send you some shit?" And I will give them my old address. Like my family knows that I've moved. So I open up this package in front of my neighbor. There's nothing on it. Doesn't say anything. It just said to Brooks.
You should get all your packages to, forwarded to No-No.
To Brooks Whelan. So here's what I opened from my neighbor. I'm about to show it to Nick, and I'll post this on the Instagram. It's the
oh, my God.
Pipe,
it looks like I just got a gift.
Freeze Pipe Bong XL.
Freeze Pipe
2022
bong.
Edition.
Thefreezepipe.com.
Whoa. It's huge. It looks like the nicest bong I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. And you don't even.
And I don't smoke weed, and it's just my old neighbor seeing
oh
me get
God.
The best bong I've ever even seen.
Wait, did he wait till you opened it?
Yeah.
Well, that's, so you got to leave while I open it.
He's like, oh my gosh, no. So explain how nice of a bong this is.
Oh, yeah, it's like a really nice bong. It's like a bong that someone the age of a person that uses a bong would never have.
Yeah,
it's a bong for a professor.
How expensive do you think that bong is?
Hi, I'm Dr. Weed.
Okay, that's not the only package that came.
The check freeze out, pipe.
Check out this. And this is exactly who, if you're a listener to Entry Level, you got exactly what you wanted. Fucking great product placement on the podcast.
Is it cold?
Hold
is this
on,
like
dude,
a cold mechanism?
Check out what else.
Oh, there's stuff in there.
It's incredible. Check out what else I got. Freeze Pipe Bubbler 2022
oh,
edition.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Man.
So I just got
yeah,
these
yeah,
incredible drug things
wow.
I don't use. I'm not
wow.
good at weed.
Wow. I think we should use it right now and
no.
get you high for this
no,
intro.
No. But I got they're incredible. They're the greatest Christmas gifts of all time.
Yo, finally someone sent something to your co-host. I mean, look, buddy, you got my Theragun. I'm getting one of these. I don't know which one, but I know one of them ain't leaving this house.
Oh,
these
boy.
Are incredible.
I know. Okay. So to a listener of Entry Level who sent
wow.
these items to me without a note, there's no note. Hey, Brooks. Listen or anything, you create the wildest interaction I've ever had with my neighbor who suspects me of probably dealing drugs, and he saw me open up a bunch of drug paraphernalia.
Wow.
So that thank you. It was very fun. It was I should check my emails, the entry level of brookswheelan@gmail.com.
Oh yeah.
To see maybe someone said, hey, I'm gonna send you some shit. See if you like it.
No.
Nah,
you don't gotta.
Now, okay, Nick's not even using the microphone anymore.
Oh, I'm done. I'm playing with the bong. I don't know how it gets together. I got the
hold on, build
in my
it afterwards.
Now.
We will post photos of these on the Instagram, and I'm gonna go
oh.
back. I'm gonna go back to checking my emails. If you want to send me very cool oh. shit, I will give you my new address, and
holy
you can send
shit.
It there.
So this is what this is. They're okay. like they're like bubblers that you don't put any water in
uh-huh.
or ice. Because a lot of times you put ice in your bong, mm-hmm. you know, it's easier to smoke. But I guess they've got this like little technology here where it just got this little cold chamber that is cold. And I don't know how it's cold and I don't know why it's cold, but there's nothing here. There's not one word anywhere.
No, not one word anywhere. A fucking mystery. Thefreezepipe.com. I mean, and I'll be honest. It looks so fun.
Yeah, like
I'm
this is
going,
Neo would be smoking out of this.
I'm going to smoke weed out of it.
He's gonna Neo would put the red pill in here and smoke it.
I need like I don't I Nick when you know I'm when I'm smoking weed it means bad news, right?
When you're smoking weed and check out my episode of camping and such.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Travels
and
such.
Such. Yeah, no, when you're smoking weed, it means daddy's going bye-bye. Brooks is gone.
That means I'm hammered.
Now it's just a pleasant guy who talks too much.
I do not smoke weed very, I like sober, never, ever. drunk as shit, yeah, I'll smoke some weed.
Yeah, but you don't even notice you're doing it, so you'll smoke all of the weed.
This, I'm going to get just high for the first time, and just like, I'm going to take a rip out of a bong, which I haven't done since college, and watch like Pam and Tommy or something.
New episode South Park.
I can't wait. I love South Park so much. Okay, so this is just like exciting. Like, it's a reason, Nick, you can pick one of those.
You know what? I've got weed from that Jason Burke group. Is he this episode?
Yeah, I'm about to go interview Burke in like 10 minutes.
And it's this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we can smoke Burke's weed out of this bong.
I can't, because then I got to drive. You don't understand. When I smoke weed, I need to find a closet to hide in. It makes me so paranoid.
What are you talking about? I don't understand. I understand. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying we, me and Cheetah. Oh,
but I want to like make it nice for Summer, because Summer doesn't smoke weed either. I think her and I.
Oh,
I think that baby. Summer and I. Remember, you know that cop that where
you need to get the weed from your neighbor.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Our neighbor is this amazing, incredible 90-year-old Chinese woman who grows the biggest weed in the world.
Now, what does it look like? Have you been over there recently, up there, over to the plant, to see what's going on?
Yeah, she was, she fell, so she's not doing great. She's out, you know.
So she needs someone to harvest.
Probably, yeah.
She needs help for the harvest. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be over.
It's the biggest weed plants I've ever seen. But I got to take these to Summer, and I'm going to be like, should we smoke weed? Should we try weed? Maybe not tonight, because tomorrow I have another call with Fox that I don't want to get in my head about. But after that, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe in 2 years when my show is on season three. When I'm writing season three, I'll be able to smoke weed because I'll feel comfortable.
No, you're not going to be able to smoke weed. You're not going to get comfortable. Nothing about what you're going, nothing about the entertainment biz. You're like, you know what? When I'm here, I'll finally be happy and chill. Never. You'll be happy and chill when you're fucking out of the business and no one returns your call and you get like fucking Zen moment where you're like, I'm finally not expecting an email. So it finally doesn't hurt that I haven't received one.
And then your best friend shows up with all this fucking weed stuff.
And then he brings you a bong and then tells you you got to clean it up for his girlfriend who also doesn't smoke.
It's very fun stuff, though. I just had to bring over this mystery. I was like, I got to get over to Turner's right away. This is too fun.
You got to put these clamps on them.
Oh, all right. Well, check out the Instagram to see photos of these. And the freezepipe.com. You won. You did it. You crushed it. I don't even know what to do with these.
Oh, also for sure, freezepipe.com people, I have an address.
Well, famously, no one knows your email, how to get it. Nick J. Turner.
Well, no one knows my email for sure. And also, it's a secret that I stone myself. All right.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
This was a fun intro. Hey, this week we got this episode. We have Jason Burke coming back. Me and Burke and Turner had a fun, rousing game of disc golf earlier this weekend. That was just a delight.
You know what else was funny about Burke is that he had more weed. And he was like, he gave me this big bag of weed. And he was like, when you're done with that, come back and I'll give you some more. And I wanted to say in the moment, Burke, I'm going to be back next week. If you got more weed for me, just give it.
That's what I always think when I buy beer.
It's
I'm
really
like, why
funny.
Wouldn't I buy 500?
Well, also,
I'll drink 500.
Not everyone
eventually
drinks 500 beers or just smokes a fucking, you know, half an ounce in a week, and you don't expect that they're gonna. But sometimes you just gotta stand up and you gotta be proud of yourself and you gotta know yourself and you gotta say, Jason, I have a problem and I'm gonna need everything you got right now.
I'm so glad I brought this over here. All right, guys. Well, me and Burke found out, he just found out that I don't think any movie before that happened before Billy Madison is good. You're my famous pre-Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, not funny.
Yeah,
now.
It's just not relatable.
No, because you think movies are problematic. And
no.
you look at movies back in the day and you think, oh, how could they?
No, I just, how could I understand it? I wasn't.
Oh,
I wasn't
all movies are terrible. I mean, imagine, movies were good, but they've gotten terrible. Every single movie last year was bad. There's not one good movie came out last year.
I will agree with you on that. I don't think there was a good movie Not one. We liked Jackass 4 a lot.
There's not one movie nominated for an Oscar that I want that I liked.
Well, Jackass 4 was the first movie that I got excited about. I saw The Batman. I liked The Batman.
Jackass 4 is great. Yes, next year's Oscars, when Jackass sweeps all categories, will be incredible, except for The Batman. We'll get the technical.
Every movie in 2021 sucked. I will say that.
If
fight me on it.
If all five supporting actor nominees next year are not Jackass members, then I will never go to see a movie
Danger
again.
Aaron. Oscar watch.
Well, he's up for best actor. No, he's clearly the star of that movie. Aaron is not in the supporting actor.
I fucking love Danger Aaron. I gotta get him on this podcast.
It's the fat guy. It's the girl who doesn't feel anything. It's poopies. and it's Eric Andre from that one time you got a coffee. And the fifth one's up for grabs.
The fifth one is The Batman. I loved it. I had fun.
Paul Dano, sure.
Paul Dano. well, we're gonna talk about movies. We're gonna just have fun. But I need to bring this over, and just unload like the lunacy that's currently happening on you. And I'm glad that you're
oh yeah, this. I can't wait till Lyra comes out here and she's like, "Did you get a job yet?" Oh, you did get two expensive new bongs.
All right, guys. Hey, the mugs are for sale. Somebody like wanted to buy a mug, and I realized I hadn't like updated the store, so there were no mugs. But guess what? The mugs are back. The mugs are for sale.
And that was just a number you had to click, right?
Yeah, it's like you got to go into fucking Etsy and do some stuff that I forget about.
You got hit unlimited.
Yeah. Either way, I figured it out. They're back up for sale.
Damn, you figured it out. That's awesome.
I got there. I didn't know my password. It took me fucking 2 hours. It's a whole Saturday. But enjoy this week's episode with Jason Burke, and if you want to send me more free shit and me in turn will flip out about it if it's very cool, email entrylevelbrooksmanland@gmail.com and you know, you're gonna get a promo.
Yeah, also check out my album Yelling, and one of the jokes about it, there's a joke on it where I make fun of Jason Burke's dog.
Yo, welcome to this week's episode of Entry Level. I'm here, we've been hanging out a lot lately. He's the man, Jason Burke.
Hi, Brooks.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
I don't know. I don't think the last time we had you, you had the success of the Little Caesars Pizza Run commercial series.
It was pre-commercial success.
It was very exciting. You're on every Little Caesars commercial, not the Batman ones.
No.
But they're
No, but I did introduce that crazy calzone to the world.
Really?
Yeah, pre-Batman version of it.
What do you mean?
My commercial was the introduction of the crazy calzone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
You know.
Well, if you don't know Jason, go back, listen to our first episode. You can hear about all his old jobs and his problems that he had in his past.
We'll get into some problems today, for sure.
Oh, 100%. We disagree vehemently on what we're about to discuss.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm like, just come on and do another episode. But the Little Caesars commercials, if you haven't seen them, you play an 80s...
Basically, like, it's Big Pizza, so I'm like the...
Which is already funny.
It's already funny. It's a good campaign.
Yes.
So I'm like basically like the son of the head of Big Pizza who's running that company into the ground.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it went that deep.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite episode that you shot? Not episode, commercial.
Let's see. Probably the one we were in a private jet complaining about... how inexpensive their pizza was. That means it was crappy. Because in a lot, they let me riff a lot, and there was a pizza robot. So every time I got up to, I would say, I got to hit the head. I'd get up, and then I would just scream in the pizza robot's face, which didn't make it to the commercial.
Right.
But it was like a 15-year-old in there who just couldn't talk. So I just screamed in his face every time. And they're like, don't say a word, pizza robot. Don't say a word.
I liked the one where you said it's a pizza conspiracy or something. You throw your wig out of the window.
Oh, right. It's a pepperoni ambush.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
Either way, lots of success. We've been disc golfing lately. We've been hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Your fiance was in Cabo for her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was in Paris, and we were playing disc golf, and we both said, we agreed, we need our girlfriends and fiancés back.
Right. We need that supervision.
Yeah.
We're at that life stage.
Yeah. It's like,
Please.
It's like too old to drink all night with your friends anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to watch TV with my, you told me you're like, I fell asleep during Batman.
Yeah, I missed the whole third act. And it was 10 o'clock at night. I couldn't make it past 10 o'clock at night.
Because you need Lauren. You need your fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're both back.
They're back. Our lives are back on track.
That's right. For sure. You came over. I was making some delicious fried rice.
Yeah. Wontons.
And wontons. And you watch it for a second. But this episode today is about, you found out when we were disc golfing, which I don't feel like I was doing my best on Saturday disc golfing.
No, me neither.
Okay.
Hard to compete against Vetteron, but
hard to, yeah, you can do it though.
Yeah,
sometimes. But you found out about my, I can't get behind any movie that was made before Billy Madison.
I cannot believe this
theory.
Yeah,
I just can't. I don't think it's. If you listen to this podcast, which I'm sure you do, if you're listening to it now, any movie before Billy Madison can't get behind.
There's gonna be a lot of people on my side here.
Everyone's on your side.
Yeah.
Everyone's on your side. And I looked it up. I always thought Billy Madison was 1994.
Okay.
It's 1995, which does hurt my case because I love Forrest Gump. I love Shawshank Redemption.
Days of Confused.
Where are you Days of Confused is before 1995.
93.
Well, I remember watching Days of Confused from the stairs while my brothers watched it, hoping there'd be boobs.
Peeking around the corner.
Yeah, because it was an R-rated movie. I thought it'd be boobs. No boobs. It's the early, hey, we don't need boobs to be R.
It was ripe for boobs, too. Who's ready for it?
Who?
No, the movie is perfect for boobs.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the director.
No.
I was like, what? Linkletter?
Linkletter's a good guy.
He's like, what? He wants teenage boobs? No. This isn't the 80s. So... I still stand behind pre or post Billy Madison. Like, that's my marker. But I will say 90s movies I dip into a little bit.
Sure.
Okay? Like Young Guns.
I love Young Guns. Are you sure? I think the first Young Guns might have been the 80s.
I think it was 88. So it's...
You're already falling
it's
apart.
It's flexible. Okay? It's flexible. But it's a period piece, and it's done by guys who did movies in the 90s.
Oh, but starring guys who all had peaked in the 80s. Estevez, Sheen, Lou Diamond. Those are the young guns. They all...
Yeah, it comes out. I'm six. I'm into the gunfight, all right?
Okay.
All right. So, but I do not think anything before 1990 is good. You know what? Fuck it. I'm sticking to it. Pre-Billy Madison. Prove me wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to start going down the list?
Yeah, I told you to make a list, and we're going to discuss it. I also have all the Academy Award winners, and we're going to start in 1970, where we can even begin to pretend we could understand what movies were.
Okay.
All right.
If you choose to dislike these movies for the sake of an argument, I don't know.
That's what this whole... That's what's fun about this.
Okay. I'm going to let you pick the genre where I start, comedy or action.
Start with comedy.
Caddyshack.
Dancing Gopher. It got the writer. Fuck. Who wrote it?
Who killed himself?
Kenny. Kenny.
Dan Kenny.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy who made National Lampoon's killed himself because that movie sucked so bad.
That's not why he killed himself.
Yeah, it's why
that
he
was
killed
suppressed.
Himself.
Drug addict.
Nah, he thought that movie stunk because the Dancing Gopher.
That's wrong.
And I will say this about almost every one of your 80s comedies that you're about to give me. Fucking Bill Murray is a good actor, and he's funny, and that does not count for a good story.
Okay. Vacation.
I think it's Dan
Vacation.
Kenny.
Oh, it's not Dan. It's something else.
Let's look it up right now. Okay, because we can't do this. We have... Vacation's unfair.
Why?
Because it's perfect.
It's perfect.
It's a good movie. It's about a family. All right. You got me.
Okay.
You got me with Vacation. I will... I watched it not that long ago, and I told Summer, I go, this is a perfect movie. And it's because it's about a family, man.
That's the only reason it's perfect. Chevy Chase's immaculate performance in that movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the sense of humor that I have today.
Doug Kenny did write it.
Doug Kenny, okay. Okay, here's another one.
Vacation works, but then why don't you toss me European Vacation?
I don't hate European Vacation. Okay. It has its moments. Mm-hmm. The hand job scene, hilarious.
Okay.
Putting on the Ritz when they all put those outfits on. You got boobs in it.
There are boobs in it. Yeah, that's my other beef with 80s movies. Not at the time, but now I'm like, were we just, every comedy had to have a boob scene?
Yeah. You know, it's the worst Russ and Audrey. You know, we should have stuck with that John Hughes kid.
Right.
First one.
Right.
He was blanking on his name. He was in everything.
Yeah, who cares? 80s actor, do not care.
Okay, this one, almost bulletproof Goonies.
Fuck. My holes are being, like, I'm just being destroyed.
Let's skip right to it, man. It's just the best.
That sucks because I love the Goonies so much. We loved the Goonies so much in our school growing up, like, because we had a small, like, you know, 100 kids total.
Elementary?
No, through high school.
Yeah.
Small town. And anytime we would get to, they would let us vote on what movie we would watch if we did good. And the boys outnumbered the girls by, like, 10. And it was Goonies every time.
What would they vote for?
I don't know. Anything else. They'd be like, we just saw the Goonies in science. I'm like, Goonies again, baby.
It feels so good. It's a perfect adventure movie.
It's a perfect adventure movie when he goes, holes the size of matzo balls. Yeah. And he's when Chunk is telling the Fratellis, I met some really disgusting people, the Fratellis. And then he rolls it down. He starts speaking in Hebrew.
No, is that what he's singing? Yeah, he's singing a Hebrew song, right?
I don't know.
I always thought it was Italian. I don't know. I was a kid.
I'm
still one. I don't know the difference between an Italian song.
I would guess he's praying in that scene.
Hmm.
Either way, all right, fine. Fuck it. Goonies is good.
Great.
This sucks.
How about Raiders of the Lost Ark?
That's pretty good. God damn it.
It's the best. It's another perfect adventure movie.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean Connery, okay. Raiders, you are...
No Connery in that. That's the last one.
Well, that's my favorite one, then.
Your favorite one is... Raiders, Temple of Doom, which sucks. And then Last Crusade.
Last Crusade is my favorite.
The first one, I mean, it's also fantastic. I almost put it on the list, but Raiders being the first.
It's fun. All right.
Okay.
This is junk.
Die Hard. The best action movie of all time?
Nah, I can't get behind it.
Wow, you're just saying that. It's incredible. It's perfect.
What's good about it?
You got an amazing underdog hero, cop from New York. He's funny. Mm-hmm. He looks like a regular guy. He's already balding. He's like 32.
That's what I like about it.
He's stuck in one space. He has to fight in a building from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Bad. The terrorists aren't your typical 80s terrorists. Which is just assume that they're like Middle Eastern, which is what Back to the Future did. No, these are like bad German guys. That's
okay.
That's groundbreaking for movie terrorists. Hans Gruber, one of the best villains of all time.
The only thing I really dig, like, I've seen Die Hard once or maybe twice, and the second time I was like, what am I watching? Why am I watching this? Why wouldn't I watch that? John Wick? You know what I should start doing is when you give me one, I'll give you a better version that has been done.
Okay.
Since okay. So John Wick, I say, is better. But I do like that this was like just a normal cop.
He felt like a real normal guy.
Yeah. And
you don't
also,
get many of that.
Also, we didn't know because we're younger, or no, we're old, but like at the time that he was kind of like a lame actor before.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis was in like, what was his?
The Moonlighting, the TV show with Cybill
like
Shepherd.
He's like a hunky bartender.
No, they were private investigators.
Oh, what? Yeah, see how much I know. Don't even give me an 80s TV.
He was doughy. You know, he was just like a doughy guy.
All right, fine. But no, Die Hard, I don't get it. I'm not a fan. I don't think it's that good. It's like, okay. Like, he lands and he sees, like, a guy kiss a girl or something. And he's like, freaking California. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's a one bad joke in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'll do one more action movie here. Empire Strikes Back.
Well, Star Wars doesn't count.
Why not? It was in the 80s.
God dang it! It was like the best movie of all time.
Yes. You're a fan. You go to the Star Wars bar frequently.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love Star Wars.
Who doesn't?
Well, I actually
That's
only
why
love...
every episode of The Mandalorian has a Star Wars bar in it, because everyone wants to see the bar over and over again.
Yeah, you're right. Did you see The Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it. It looked like Power Rangers to me.
What episode did you give up on?
The first one.
You're wrong. Mando comes back.
My brother told me, he said Luke and Mando come back.
Yeah.
And I need to get back
Grogu.
Into it.
The second half, 5 through 8 or 7, whatever, 4 through 7, great.
All right. So you've, you know, just eviscerated my argument so far.
And should I continue to go through mine and then we go to yours?
Yeah, no, keep going because, like...
I've left off a lot of good movies, but for the sake of argument, we won't get to that.
Okay.
For horror, got a few in horror.
Well, I just don't like horror movies, so let's hear this.
Okay, well, The Shining?
Nah. Too scary. No, thank you.
If you don't like the genre, I'm going to skip it.
I don't like the genre.
You won't appreciate any.
If you don't like the genre, I'll tell you why. Like, not believable. The Shining, oh, there's blood in the walls? Nah, not buying it.
Okay.
If there's one decent horror movie I can get behind, it's Halloween, the first one.
Okay, yeah.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, all right,
so
this
grounded.
Fucking guy is let out.
Yeah.
Or he got out.
Yep.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's bad news.
I don't like that.
It's the best horror movie of all time. Yeah.
Okay. So I can get behind Halloween.
I'll skip it. And now I'm going to get into the drama art house, which will be easy to pick up.
What were your other comedies? Did you have other comedies?
Yeah. Fletch. It's a personal favorite.
Well, Chevy Chase is just a good comedic actor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fast Times.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that's not as much of a... like
it's
if
a comedy coming of age kind of drama.
It's not as much of like a great movie as much of a like... Man, I want to be Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah. Well, that what makes it a great movie.
I know. I might have told this story before, but one of the like things that I was like, oh, this is cool I got to see that didn't happen at SNL is when, I can't even think of her name. Charlize Theron's hosting. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend at the time is Sean Penn. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's there. He's hanging out. And Bobby Moynihan and Jost wrote Graduation Week, Drunk Uncle. I might have told this story. Drunk Uncle. He brings down his best friend, Drunk Uncle. Do you remember Drunk Uncle? Bobby Moynihan would be like, oh,
yeah.
He's a very funny character.
Yeah.
He'd graduated from Ridgemont High. He brings out his best friend, Jeff Spicoli. And it was Sean Penn currently.
He did that?
Well, at the table read. Oh. And Sean Penn's not even at the table read. Somebody else did it. At the tip, somebody like Taryn, I'm sure, did an incredible job of it. And I was like, this is the funniest thing that will ever happen. This is incredible. Sean Penn coming out as old Jeff Spicoli with Drunk Uncle is like, one of these moments where I'm like, I was in the room. That was very cool. And then Sean Penn said he wasn't camera ready and he didn't.
What
do
he
it.
Had agreed prior?
And then I don't know. He's like, I don't know, maybe, man. Like, and then he's like, oh, I'm not camera ready. Like, dude, like, what a fuck up. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Everyone thinks that guy sucks. I'm like, you would rehabilitate your image so much if you did this.
Yeah.
I know. And it was really funny. I remember being like,
did they scrap the whole bit?
Yeah. Didn't do it.
Damn.
And like, it was hard for me to like any sketch I wasn't a part of.
Yeah, of course.
I loved that sketch.
This is a lot.
Yeah. I remember in high school, I had on the back of my agenda, is what we were, our agendas, I taped Jeff Spicoli because I wanted to be Jeff Spicoli. Like speaking, because I wish I smoked weed. I mean, if you heard the intro, I don't smoke weed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know that about you.
Well, people listening know
yeah.
that too.
No, they're pushing it on you.
Yeah, they are. Okay. So.
All right. Other comedies, Ghostbusters. I mean, you,
junk.
Yeah, no.
Absolute junk.
Absolute junk?
Total junk, dude.
Why?
I mean, all you like, first of all, like, is it supposed to be scary? It's not.
No, it's not supposed to be scary.
I know, but am I supposed to be scared? Then you have Bill Murray. He's cool. He's very funny. The rest of them, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I just Fair do enough. Not give a shit about that movie. That movie sucks.
You know, it's one of those movies that was pivotal to me as a kid, so you hang on to it whether or not it ages well. So I see your point.
It's trash.
I'm not gonna argue anymore. Okay, here's one. Because
it's not funny. Did you laugh out loud once? Were you scared once?
I laughed out loud because I was 6 years old.
Junk.
Okay, fine. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It was a perfect daydream of what I wanted to experience.
See, now this is what I This is what Ghostbusters, like, people think Ghostbusters is. Like, oh, cool. It's, like, not funny, but it's, like, interesting. No. Ghostbusters, not funny, not interesting. Ferris Bueller, funny and interesting.
Yeah.
We all wanted that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're turning me into an 80s guy. Because, like, I mean, because I was like, did you laugh at Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
When they're turning the car tires back.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's
that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Huge fan.
Huge fan. John Hughes, man. Although the other John Hughes movies I could do without. Until, I mean, I love Home Alone, but like the 80s ones, 16 Candles, Breakfast Club, quality movies, they don't really, you know.
Yeah, those are hard to relate
angsty.
To.
You had to be a teen at the time to relate
well,
to that.
Well, that's, I think, what like what we were talking about. Dazed and Confused and Fast Times at Ridgemont High did right was they picked cool kids
yeah.
that we all wanted to be.
Right.
And John Hughes wrote outcast kids
right.
a little bit. You know what I mean? We all want to be Spicoli. We all want to be fucking McConaughey. That's those are cool guys.
Yeah.
And Hughes would write for the underdog, which doesn't work unless the underdog is Macaulay Culkin.
Right. And a child.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I got Batman. I had to put Batman in there because
fuck
we wouldn't have
junk.
We wouldn't have any
junk.
Of Batman. Wow.
Junk.
You don't like Michael Keaton, huh?
Love Michael Keaton. Multiplicity is one of the best movies of all time.
Never seen it.
Oh.
It seems stupid.
Buckle up.
On the cover. I just couldn't.
You can't. Can I give you the pitch to Multiplicity
please.
Right now? And let me do my little math. Let me do my math right here and see if Multiplicity is before or after.
It's 90s for sure. I bet it's after 95.
And that would 1996. That's why I like it. Let me give you the quick pitch to Multiplicity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love it. Michael Keaton, he's busy. He's like, oh, I have so much to do. My relationship's falling apart, and I'm not doing good at my job. And he finds this guy. This is like kind of ahead of its time for 1996, who's like, hey, I make a clone. I'm going to make a clone of you. And like, you can stay at home with your wife, and you can have this great relationship, and your clone can do your job. Sounds great. Okay. Does it. Working awesome. His relationship's going good. His
does the wife know about the clone?
Oh no.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a problem's come up.
Sure.
So then he gets greedy. He makes another clone to do like his errands. He just like wants to live the high life now. Then his clones get wise. They make a clone. But the clone of the clone
sure.
is he has problems. And so now there's four Michael Keatons.
So
the,
it
around.
Just becomes massive inbreeding. And
yeah. It's good, man.
Yeah, okay.
I really recommend Multiplicity.
All right.
Mostly because it's the post-Billy Madison effect.
That's the only reason.
1996.
Do you think Billy Madison influenced Multiplicity?
I just think that I could get it a little okay, bit more right. as a 10-year-old.
No horror drama. Raging Bull.
Never seen it.
Okay.
Black and White? I don't think so.
Sure. King of Comedy?
Nope, never seen it.
Really?
I'm just not interested in that sort of stuff.
You don't like Scorsese movies?
I like the ones Barry and Henry are in.
Okay, that's one movie.
No, I don't know, man. The King of Comedy just like isn't. It's like I already saw Joker. They did it better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they did it better. I don't think. I actually don't think they did it better. I think it's more interesting.
You think King of Comedy is more interesting than Joker?
Yeah, that character was annoying.
Joker?
Yeah, because if I'm gonna watch an offshoot of Batman, I need some fucking Batman action in there. I don't need an origin story of some fucking loser.
See, I'm the opposite. I love an origin story.
I like Logan. That's a nice origin story because we're getting to some action. There's some fighting going
well, who
on.
Who doesn't like Logan?
Right. Well, the Joker. Nothing.
Post Billy Madison, everybody loves Logan. I'm an origin story maniac.
Okay.
Love it.
Normally, yes, me too.
Okay.
I just expected more from that.
From Joker?
Yeah.
I mean...
Within the Batman universe.
But that's what I liked about it. You know, that's what I liked about the Batman. It was yeah. like, okay, this seems different than other Batmans.
Right.
We're doing something new. I also like how Joaquin Phoenix was like, I don't do fucking sequels or nothing. And then they're like, it made $1 billion. It's like, maybe I'll do another one.
Yeah.
I'll do it one more. I'll do one more.
I'll stop there.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think you went like, I don't know, 11 for 13 on movies I agreed.
I can't believe I convinced you or at least reminded you of good movies. I'm proud of that.
I mean, those are great movies.
Yeah.
And you're right. And I'm wrong. So let's go through the Oscar.
Let me ask. You hate Back to the Future.
No, I love Back to the Future.
Do you? I left it off. I didn't say it.
I think it's awesome.
First one and the second one?
Only the third one, I think, is good. I told you, I like Young Guns, man. When Billy the Kid's involved, I'm in.
I love Young Guns.
I do love Young Guns. My favorite movie of all time.
I watched that a ton. It's on TNT all the time.
Billy Madison, favorite movie of all time. All right. So we're going to start in 1970.
Oscar winners.
Oscar winning films.
Okay. I like
this. And we can say if we've seen them, if we haven't, skip it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Patton.
Haven't seen it.
Me neither. You know what was up for an Oscar in 1970? That is fucking crazy. That is also a reason Doug Kinney killed himself. For real?
Really?
Yes. That's airport, not airplane.
Yeah, different.
I was like, I can't believe Airplane almost won a fucking best.
Airplane came out in the 80s also.
Right. Yeah, all right. So,
Airport.
Yeah. Well, I just looked at it. I go, Airplane was up for a fucking Academy Award? All right, 71, The French Connection.
Great movie.
What?
Yes.
What's it about?
What?
Skip. I don't even care.
You've never seen it?
No. What? Nothing interesting in my world comes from a 1971 movie called The French Connection.
What do you mean nothing? Culture, filmmaking, history? You could learn a lot from that movie.
What's it about?
It's about...
Let me guess. Two Parisians who make out.
No, it happens in New York. I wish, actually, that might make it a better movie. It's set in New York City. One of the most historic car chases of all time. It set the template for every car chase you've seen or liked since then.
Like in the Batman?
Like in the Batman or John Wick. Or Ronin, if you like that movie, Ronin. Very similar car chase.
Never heard of it.
What? Okay, anyway, we'll move on.
I'm a cinephile. 72, The Godfather. Loved it.
It's a great movie.
Good movie. 73, The Sting.
Also a great movie.
Never is it like
Robert Redford and I think Paul Newman's in that movie too. No,
who cares? I'll tell you what stinks.
Okay,
74, The Godfather Part Two.
Again, won them both.
It's a great movie.
Great movie.
I mean, that's fun. Like that's what I want in a part two. Is like okay, story's not done. That's why Back to the Future Part One and Part Two work so well.
Yeah.
Like okay, we're gonna, you know, these characters. It's what they did it so much better than fucking George Lucas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not a director though. That's the problem.
But you know what? But like, okay, how cool is this guy? Want to see him younger? Of course I do.
Yeah.
Star Wars didn't work. Patton Oswalt has a great joke about it. Okay. 75, and I did take a film class in high school and we watched this. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Great movie. Although I had not seen it also probably since my film class in high school.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really funny. And it gave us Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it didn't give us Danny DeVito.
It beat Jaws.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, different kinds of movie. This is the one that should have won an Oscar. Jaws is just a blockbuster. Yeah. OG blockbuster.
Next year. Guess, well, never mind. We're not going to do the guess game. Rocky. Rocky 1.
Came out in 75?
76.
Six.
Best act, best movie over fucking Taxi Driver, All the President's Men, Bound for Glory, and Network.
Network is incredible.
I've heard of it, but no thanks.
You're crazy.
Pre-Billy Madison, how could I relate?
Sidney Lumet, I don't want to get into it.
Rocky's incredible, huge fan. 77, Annie Hall, nope.
Yeah, I mean, you can't like that anymore.
Well, you can't like that even then. I have never, like...
I don't love Woody Allen movies.
Woody Allen movies, I'm like, as a person from... Like, the Midwest? You're talking down to me, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, he is. He is talking down directly to you and your family.
Fuck you, dude.
Your whole town.
You suck. I mean, you're from New England, and you even probably felt like he was talking down to you.
Of course. I'm from a small blue-collar town. We don't get that shit.
Shut up. Annie Hall.
Oh, telling me to shut up.
No, not you. 78, The Deer Hunter.
I like The Deer Hunter.
I think it's Taxi Driver.
It's a bit long.
If you were to show me a poster of The Deer Hunter and Taxi Driver and be like, which one is which, you took the words away, I would guess.
It's very much a movie of its times. It's very, you know, you have to like come out of the Vietnam War to have that movie to have a serious impact on you.
So Network that's why.
Applies to today because of social media, the messages.
Okay. All right. Well, Kramer versus Kramer wins.
Never saw it.
79. Yeah. Why would I want to watch?
Divorce movie. I'm good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Woof. Yikesy makesy. Beat Apocalypse Now. It's fun. 1980, Ordinary People, never even fucking heard of that movie.
Really? I've never seen it. I know it's, you know.
81, Chariots of Fire. Is it about running?
I think it's about, yes, it is about running.
82, Gandhi, BDT. That's dumb. E.T. Actually, you know what? I don't like E.T. either.
Me neither.
Okay. Except for when he's a stuffed animal. I thought that was pretty fun.
I saw a funny meme the other day. They were like, dude, if we saw E.T., me and my buddies would have beat the shit out of him with rakes and a rock. You would have been dead in 3 minutes.
That's funny. Okay, all right. So shout out to that meme. 83, Terms of Endearment. Never saw.
I can't get behind that.
84, Amadeus.
I used to love that song, Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah, and I think it's Amistad when I look at that word. And I'm like, okay, I can't, you know, maybe Amistad's good. I haven't seen it, but Amadeus, junk.
Junk.
Yeah, junk. Out of Africa, 85.
Never saw it.
Junk. Never saw it. 86, Platoon. Never saw it. Seemed long. Junk. 87, The Last Emperor. Woof. Junk. Never saw it. 88, Rain Man. Okay.
I don't love that movie either.
You can gamble a bit. I remember watching it in college because I was like, oh, I should watch this movie.
That's just when part of that era where if you could play an impediment really well, you're going to win the fucking Oscar.
Driving Miss Daisy. Junk.
That was 89?
89. Oh, my God. The Field of Dreams was nominated for a Best Academy Award.
Wow.
Or whatever.
I enjoyed that movie.
That movie sucks, dude. Never seen it either.
I could cry. Well, I have debt father issues, so it really connects with me, you know?
Well, I have...
You've never seen it?
No, and I grew up 20 miles from Dyersville, which
wow.
is where they shot it. So that's why I never saw it. People thought it was too good. People... I have a whole bit. It give Iowans a reason to think Iowa was good. Like...
I thought Slipknot did that.
Oh, my God. There's two types of Iowans. And... It's Slipknot and Field of Dreams.
What a divide.
So in the show I'm writing right now, I want to put in so bad, but it's so lost. Someone goes, because in the Field of Dreams, they go, is this heaven? And he goes, no, this is Iowa. And that's on a lot of like bumper stickers in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And I want in the show I'm writing that happens in Iowa, someone goes, is this Iowa? I go, what are you fucking talking about? This is a nightmare. This is Iowa.
You don't think that'll land?
No, I don't think. What is this heaven? What the fuck are you talking about? This is hell. This is Iowa. Won't be as good of a bumper sticker.
Right.
Around where I grew up.
Good t-shirt for the rap party.
Yeah. Are you crazy? 90. We're getting close to movies that I can get behind. Dances with Wolves. Fine.
I mean, too long.
Silence of the Lambs, 91.
It's a good movie.
It's a great movie. We're getting to where I can understand things a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
As an adult, though, but you were what, 8? You didn't understand that at 8. I couldn't
watch that movie till 1 year ago.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Beauty and the Beast also nominated in 1991. What? That's fun.
An animated?
Mm-hmm. 1992, Unforgiven. I remember seeing that. I remember being taken to that in the theaters, and there's like I think there's a pretty serious rape scene or something where my mom was like try to like pull me out of the theater.
It was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, did you ever have a movie where your parents were like, oh no, this isn't.
No, they just, if it was something bad was going on, they just were quiet about it.
Okay. My mom took me and my friends to Scary Movie 2 one time. And there's too many of us for her to pull us all out.
Scary Movie 2.
And it starts crazy.
Oh, I forgot to mention one 80s movie that I wanted to put on this. Predator.
Well, I mean, it's the best movie of all time. Okay, right. The movie was made in 2022. That's how good that movie is. 93, Schindler's List.
I still haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm going to rewrite history. I don't want to know that happened.
Yeah. Well, I will say our generation's problem with watching it now is you're like, dude, Qui-Gon Jinn did all that?
Yeah.
Like, that guy rocks.
I don't know who that is. I just pretended like I did.
Well, Liam Neeson.
Oh.
He's Qui-Gon Jinn from the Star Wars.
Right.
Films. And he's Schindler.
I know that.
So you're just the whole time, you're like, that's Qui-Gon Jinn.
Well, you know, your affinity for those prequels or prequel Star Wars movies is stronger than mine. Like, I hated them.
You're like 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
I was in sixth grade at perfect time.
When they came out.
I thought that Phantom Menace ruled.
I was pissed.
Darth Maul?
No.
Loved him. Loved him. You didn't like Darth Maul? Double lightsaber?
I mean, I like the idea of a double lightsaber, but I was a traditionalist when it came to that. I just loved the original Star Wars movie so much.
Junk. Wrong idea.
Except for Jedi.
Yeah, that's why we don't get along. 94, and this is when I realized I'd always thought Billy Madison came out in 1994. Because I equated Billy Madison to this movie. And that's when I was like, this is when movies got good. Forrest Gump.
I fucking hate Forrest Gump.
Why?
It's so stupid. It's Oscar bait. Like, this guy lives his whole life. He experiences all this stuff just because he's innocent and dumb. Tell me why that's a good movie.
Because it has a great soundtrack to good cinematography. That's it. It's the Wonder Years syndrome. Mm. Watch an episode of the Wonder Years.
That's why people think it's a good movie. Doesn't make it a good movie.
I agree with you. I'm saying watch the Wonder Years. You're like, what the fuck was that? A cartoon? And then at the end, it's like, well, that's when me and Penny, what was her name? His
Jenny.
Girlfriend? No, I'm talking about the Wonder Years.
Oh, Winnie.
Me and Winnie.
Jenny, look at the connection.
Me and Winnie never really got along that summer, and it's over some Janis Joplin song that fucking rocks, and you're just like, you just tricked your brain last second to being like, I loved that.
Yeah.
That's all that it takes.
Well, Forrest Gump, also Rain Man syndrome. He's just playing with this impediment, and they were like, we gotta give it to him. My Left Foot, but that's actually a good movie. Anyway, keep carrying on. We're getting into your zone here.
Yeah. Awesome movie. Forrest Gump, perfect movie.
No, it isn't.
Braveheart.
Yeah, sure. I haven't rewatched it since I was that age, so I don't know.
No fucking way. Is Babe the movie about a pig? Okay, holy shit. 1995.
Babe won?
No. In 1995, the movies up for best movie were Braveheart, Apollo 13, The Postman, Sense and Sensibility, and Babe, the pig movie.
Wow, that's an awful slate of films. This is your year.
That's when it got good, baby. 86, The English Patient.
96.
Yeah, sorry, 96.
Seen The English Patient.
Why would you? Fargo's in there. You know, Fargo should Fantastic. Win. 97, Titanic, of course. 98, Shakespeare in Love. Didn't even know that was a movie. 99, American Beauty. I remember that was the first movie I like told people I liked, but I was like, I don't think that was any good.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Bag. It's sick.
Oh, it's crazy. I got so weird.
Yeah.
2000. Here we go. Oh, greatest movie ever to win the Academy Award for greatest movie.
2000.
Best fucking film ever to be accepted, agreed upon, and awarded the Academy Award for Best Film.
Blair Witch Project.
Gladiator.
Right. It's a fantastic movie.
It's perfect. So good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the one time they did it right.
Yep.
What did everybody love? What was hard to pull off? That movie.
Yeah. Who directed that movie?
Ridley Scott.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Dude, I love Gladiator so much.
Ridley Scott, I was going to put Aliens on my list, but I didn't bring it up because you were like very anti-horror movies. But Ridley Scott's a genius.
There you go. The next year, Snooze, A Beautiful Mind. This guy could still be chopping up people in the fucking Coliseum, and now he's learning stuff at Harvard or wherever.
He won? Oh, well, his movie won both. He didn't win for either one of those.
Who knows? But all I know is Gladiator wins. It's 2000, so I'm 14 at the time. So I'm like, oh, cool. My favorite movie always wins the Academy Award.
Yeah. It's that easy.
The next two movies are A Beautiful Mind and Chicago. And I go, but those sucked.
You saw Chicago?
No, I'm just like I'm in my tiny little head. I'm like, those movies stunk.
Dude, Chicago was 2002.
Yeah.
That's an awful year for culture in general.
It was Chicago, Gangs of New York, The Hours, Two Towers, and The Pianist. 2003, The Return of the King, totally respect. Give it up to making those three movies. Great movies.
What's Return of the King?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. Yeah. I only just watch every Lord of the Rings movie.
Well, the only ones that are good are The Fellowship of the Rings. The fucking The Hobbits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Snooze.
Yeah, you know, I have a problem with magic, but there's enough action in that that I never touch a Harry Potter. I don't do any of that shit.
Why not?
Magic is stupid, man. Like, pure movies about magic, like, it's weak.
What?
Everyone's so feeble. Like, do some push-ups, punch somebody, you know? You're just bang with my little stick.
Okay, here's what's great about Harry Potter and, like, the movies like Harry Potter. It's this alternative universe that exists within our universe. So,
do they go to our universe?
They live here among us. We're muggles, and we don't even know about them.
And we're called muggles?
Yeah.
See, this is part of it. All the terms they use is weak.
Your lack of knowledge of Harry Potter upsets me in the way of my lack of understanding of 1980s films.
Okay, that's fair.
Because it's very good.
I'll never watch a minute of it. I'll go to the grave.
Read the books.
No, are you kidding me? That's where I'm going to start? They're thick. Read 1,000 pages of something you already hate.
Dude, I fucking love Harry Potter so much.
And you weren't even a child when Harry Potter came out.
Are you fucking nuts? Are you out of your mind? I read Harry Potter before I turned 11.
Okay.
And so when I turned 11, that's when you find out if you're magic or not. Awful goddamn birthday.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I thought an over eagle would come instead of an owl because we lived in America. Nothing. You're crazy.
I'm sorry, I hate it.
Million Dollar Baby wins in 2004. I remember watching it and being like, "All right, this is funny." I watched the movie The Aviator, which is also nominated.
2004.
Leo. I watched it with my high school girlfriend's dad on vacation.
Just the two of you?
Just the two of us. And I was 20, but, you know, like, I was old enough to, like, he was like, yeah, you obviously drink all the time.
And, with me?
Well, so I just was drinking a bunch of Mountain Dew and whiskey. Like, I would drink whiskey and Mountain Dew.
I used to drink vodka and Mountain Dew.
And I just remember he goes, "You're a weird guy, aren't you?"
He's right.
Yeah.
Still.
Crash. Who cares?
Overrated. Arguably the most overrated Oscar winner.
Well, everybody agrees. Everybody says it. The Departed ruled. Awesome.
Wait, what year was it, The Departed?
2006.
Wow, was that long ago? That movie is fantastic.
The movie's so fucking good. No Country for Old Men, and I was not into
it. What? I love that movie.
There Will Be Blood, to me,
it's
so
better?
Much. Yeah.
Same year, though, right?
Same. Yeah, I'm looking at the list.
Yeah. I'm a big Paul Thomas Anderson fan.
Yeah.
I just watched a movie of his last night. You'll hate it because it was... no, it might have been 96. Hard Eight. Have you ever seen it?
Nah, I only see his good ones. 2008. Slumdog Millionaire. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Easy.
At the time, easy.
Easy, digestible.
Yep.
Fun. Hurt Locker, 2009. All right.
Catherine Bigelow gave us Point Break. Another movie from the 80s. Or actually, 90.
I think that's actually, when I told Summer we were doing this, she brought up Point Break.
I watched it the other day. I think that probably started this conversation.
And I said Point Break gets a pass because the Chili Peppers are in it.
That's the only one Chili. Oh, no, Flea's in there. No, he isn't. Does Flea have the dreads when the...
No, Anthony Kiedis has the dreads.
Yeah, it's just Kiedis.
Shoots himself in the foot.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively. King's Speech.
Never saw it.
Yeah, me neither. I remember seeing The Fighter, though. I really liked The Fighter that year.
That skinny Christian Bale?
I don't remember.
Where's that?
I think it is.
This is a bunch of ways. Set in Boston.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Warrior.
Jake Gyllenhaal Warrior, right?
I remember The Fighter was the first screener I ever got. I felt some affinity to it.
Great. Oh wow.
2011. The Artist.
I never saw it.
Me neither. I liked The Descendants. I thought The Descendants was awesome.
Yep. Clooney.
Oh, super fun. Yeah, super great. 2012. Agree with this one, Argo. I loved Argo.
You know, I recently rewatched it. Yeah, it's good.
You know what movie I watched last night was Summer? Same movie nominated this year. A movie nominated this year. I'll just tell you, Lincoln. It was great.
Oh, I didn't see it. It's nominated for Best Picture?
Steven Spielberg, Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, that was from like 2011 or something,
2012.
Right? Okay, yeah.
That's where we're at.
I never saw. Okay. All right.
Good.
That's where we're at.
2013, 12 Years a Slave. Did not know that won the Oscar.
It should have. Did you see it? It's important.
I wrote one of my only like popular sketches on SNL was about 12 Years a Slave auditions. And I shared, it was about the lesser known parts where people who just didn't want to say the words, and it's fun. You can look it up. Doesn't matter. But, I wrote this, me and Michael Che wrote this, sketch called 12 Years of Slave Auditions, and, didn't realize my office mate, Taron Killam was in 12 Years of Slave.
Was he?
He was. And, shot the sketch, didn't put him in it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
He didn't bring it up at the table read?
That's not a place you bring anything up.
Strange.
Yeah. He just bury things deep.
Wow.
And then I asked
him, I was in that movie. You can't even say that.
He's like, no. And it's
can't right pull you aside.
A sketch about it.
Oh my God.
That's how in your own head you are. I remember being like, you were in that movie. Are you a good guy or a bad guy? And he goes, look at my skin.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, Brad Pitt, white guy, good guy.
I think he said, look at my skin and I'm not Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I'm not Canadian.
It was Taron's the best. 2014, Birdman.
Good movie.
Loved it. Yeah. Actually really dug it. 2015, still haven't seen this, Spotlight. You seen it?
Is that the one about the church scandal in Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Okay.
Boston Globe.
I like The Revenant. I saw The Revenant.
Revenant's good.
I thought that was pretty good.
They had to give that to Leo. That was his first category.
Sure, Okay. 2016, Moonlight. I used to have a joke about Moonlight.
Beautiful movie.
About Moonlight and Manchester, because Manchester by the Sea.
I never saw that. So sad.
You should watch
Manchester
by the Sea, because I had this joke about how I was like, I thought Manchester by the Sea should win the Academy Award over Moonlight, only because Moonlight is about an African-American person going through sexuality that maybe isn't like looked upon well, and growing up and going through all that turmoil. And I just don't know how to relate to that. And Manchester by the Sea is about a guy who gets drunk and burns his family down. And I'm like, I could get there.
You've almost gotten there.
I can see how that could happen. Yeah. That's really scary. That's the scariest movie I've ever seen. And Moonlight, I bet, but Manchester by the Sea, yeah.
That one hits home.
That one is, woof.
Yeah.
yeah. I wish that joke still worked. 2017, Shape of Water.
That's good.
What are we doing? Dunkirk was great.
What do you mean? Guillermo del Toro movies are beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. It was fun. It was just like a little crazy for me. I don't know. Okay. 2018, Green Book.
I don't know. I mean, I liked it, but that feels like, you know, it's an updated version of Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah, it's like a thing like my mom could be like, that movie was great.
Yeah.
I thought it would be cool if like fucking Vice won, or I don't know. Black Panther. Like, if you're going to give a movie, like a Marvel movie, the Oscar, like, Black Panther.
That was the one.
Yeah. 2019, Parasite. Fun story about me and Nick Turner going to see that at the Los Feliz 3. Bought two bottles of wine before we went in. And then by the end of it, could not read fast enough to finish the movie. Yeah, we were just like, what is happening?
What year was that?
2019. Yeah.
Okay.
So
you had to rewatch it?
Nope.
No.
I was.
It is what it is to you.
Yeah, I was 17.
Yeah.
When it happened. 17. Yeah, that's how a 17-year-old behaves. It definitely wasn't 34. All right. Last year, still never saw it, Nomadland.
Yeah, bummer. Beautiful bummer.
Okay. And you know what I thought was actually really incredible was Sound of Metal.
Yeah, that was really good. That probably should have won, I think.
Yeah. And then this year is...
But you can't beat Frances McDormand, man. She's just bulletproof.
This year, me and Turner talked about earlier, there wasn't a single good movie that came out in 2021. Not one.
You didn't like... what is it? Not Hair of the Dog.
Power of the Dog?
Power of the Dog?
No, I didn't like Power of the Dog.
Why not?
It was so slow. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It was so slow.
Yeah, but it, I mean, the payoff, that's why it was so slow. It just lets you build that tension the whole time, and then incredible ending. And I like beautiful.
It. Yeah, I mean.
You just don't like beautiful movies. I'm learning this.
No,
it's not
that's
enough
not
for
true
you.
At all. Legends of the Fall, A River Runs Through It. Incredible, incredible. You know why? Because they shot him in Montana. Power of the Dog, supposed to be in Montana. I don't know where they shot it. Allegedly, I don't know, the guy who went bananas and said that the movie was like not.
Who's Sam Elliott?
Yeah, he's like, that movie's not for tough guys. I'm like, well, shut up. Don't say that into a microphone. You say.
Speaking of him, Roadhouse?
Yeah, I mean, this movie rocks.
Yeah.
1997, right? But it was just like slow and boring, man. And then like Summer was like, okay, I want to watch that again. And like, kind of understand everything that happened, and I'm like, I can't never watch that movie again.
Yeah, it's a one time.
It took so long.
What is that? What else is up for this year?
Okay, so Belfast, didn't see it. Coda, didn't see it.
Coda's
Don't Look
good.
Up, didn't see it. Drive My Car, didn't see it. Dune, didn't see it. King Richard, didn't see it. Licorice Pizza, didn't see it. Nightmare Alley, didn't see it. The Power of the Dog.
Nightmare Alley is great. So is Licorice Pizza.
West Side Story, didn't see it.
Those are all Best Picture noms.
I'm telling you, 2021 had no good movies. Not one.
I don't think that's true, dude. I like a lot of those movies.
Name one.
Licorice Pizza. It's not a Best Picture movie, but it's a great
Exactly.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's still a wonderful. I love a coming of age, like Valley, Central, fucking California movie.
Oh,
he does
how
that
relatable.
Great.
We live outside
you just
LA.
You said you loved Paul Thomas Anderson.
Like Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood.
That's it?
And he's tricked me into thinking he's good at everything. I like his range.
Okay. Nightmare Alley, Guillermo del Toro. You just admitted his movies are beautiful. Great performance from Bradley Cooper.
I was on like HBO last night and I was like, this is scary. And I turned
it's off. Not scary. All Don't right. let the title fool you. There is You will have no nightmares from watching that movie. We went long, huh?
Well, I think everyone... Well, the eight people still listening are like, yeah, you guys went a little long.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I convinced you liked, or reminded you that you liked some 80s movies.
That's true. I'll blame this on my brothers who showed me these movies, but the Rockies are great. The Rambos are great.
Didn't even get
the
into
Indiana
the
Joneses are great. The Star Warses are great. Yeah, those are all
Arnold Run was good. Predator, Commando, mm-hmm. for as stupid as they are.
No, they're great. They're great for kids.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, you convinced me that there were good movies before Billy Madison.
Yeah.
I didn't know that could be true. And I needed this to whip me into shape.
Good. You should rewatch some of these.
No.
Why not?
Because they're before Billy Madison. They can't be any good.
Okay.